and the weather is.
Hi, I'm Alana from Legs Electric, and you're listening to the Oz Indie Show on Yarra Valley FM. Friday, going out, got my black boots on, my
hair straightened out. This is Yarra Valley FM at 99.1, and on the blower here I have Tamara Sharmini, and Tamara has released a number of tracks internationally as well, so we're lucky to have her as a guest. Welcome, Tamara.
Hi, Greg. Thank you for having me on your show. It's a pleasure.
That's all right. Well, I only have the best here on the Oz Indie Show.
Very kind of you to say.
Now, before we get into your latest track, which is called Exclusive, which is becoming quite a sensation, not just in Australia but other parts of the world, I thought I'd go back just a little bit to a track of yours called Sounds Underground. And before I push the button, do you want to talk a bit about the background of that? How did that track actually come about?
Actually, it's another party anthem of mine, and my family really love to party it up and, you know, have a bit of a dance on the dance floor, and we get together and, it's so much fun. And this song actually was written with inspiration of them, particularly my grandfather, who is Malaysian, and he would pretty much order my grandmother around and say, I say this and I say that. And in the lyrics, it actually says, I say jump up and down. So it was just a fun way of just remembering my grandfather, my late grandfather, and just keeping the memory alive and having a bit of a laugh when we're on the dance floor. So really it was a bit of an insular track. Didn't expect for it to go so far, but it did. And I'm very happy to my fans and everyone that supported me with that track. It was so much fun to make, yeah.
Excellent stuff. Well, here we are, Tamara Sharmini with Sounds Underground. There you go. Tamara Sharmany with Sounds Underground here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1 with Tamara herself on the blower. Thank you very much, Tamara. Now, that track, how did you find it was received here in Australia and elsewhere?
Quite surprising for me how well received Sounds Underground was. It was really just a test track to see, you know, coming back after a long break to see whether I had it again. And it was really nice to know that it was well received amongst fans and really the general public in both those countries, with 650,000 views, you know, in such a short span of time. I thought that was a pretty good effort for a song that I hadn't anticipated really bringing out, but just really a fun track. You know, with my family in mind. But I'm really, really honoured that the track, you know, was well received and, you know, continues to be played, you know, around the world, which is really nice.
Now, apart from Australia, you also concentrate on Malaysia and Sri Lanka. Do you want to tell us why?
Yeah. Funnily enough, I am Australian. I am born here, but... you know, my mother is Malaysian and my father is Sri Lankan. And so for me, both those countries resonate with me. I have been going back to visit my family, you know, every year since I was born. So releasing music over there too has been such an honour because, you know, it's been well received from the people of those countries as well.
Yeah. And you do have a music history here in Australia, but you had a previous music career in those countries, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I originally started off in Malaysia with a track called Forgotten Love Songs, and that reached number 7 on the charts. And then I sort of done another dance track called When You Turn Me On, and I won a Voice International Music Award for that in Malaysia and for Asia Pacific, and it was for the best dance song. And I sort of brought out another R&B track too that charted on Hits FM in Malaysia as well. So that was well received. Really happy about that too. And then in Sri Lanka, I brought out another track called Rain, and that charted to number 2 as well. So bit of everything. I mean, both Malaysia and Sri Lanka are, you know, even though they're close in proximity, they're a little bit different in terms of, you know, what people do appreciate in terms of music and how they like to hear their music.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, there are Malaysia is modern sometimes with some of their dance music and things like that. But then again, so is Sri Lanka. But Sri Lanka sort of focuses more on love ballads and pop ballads and maybe a bit of country as well, which is something I tend to do that comes straight from my heart. Yeah.
Mm. Now, you've talked about your family, how much they like to party on.
Yeah, we're real party animals. They can't stop us.
Your history, how did you become a singer-songwriter? Was that something you inherited from your family or is this a new thing?
Yeah, you know something, I have to really credit my dad. You know, he's been a real role model and a mentor for me, and he actually started singing in a band in Sri Lanka. And you know, as life would have it, he didn't get the opportunities that I have got. And, you know, with his strength and he pushed me and mum's encouragement as well, you know, since I was 4 years old, you know, they you know, supported me in my career. I got my voice from my dad.
Yeah.
I would always credit my dad for that. So it's a proud moment for him and my family, really. But the other inspiration for me was another artist that I fully love, and that is Karen Carpenter.
Yeah.
I really grew up with her songs and I really loved her music. So, you know, aspiring to be someone like that, you know, is a big deal, you know. And so I drew from my dad and I drew from Karen Carpenter, and here I am.
Yes. The reception that Sounds Underground got was fairly good, but Exclusive, your latest track, has gone through the roof compared to that too. How do you go about getting your song so well received?
I think there's a lot of promotions, you know, on Facebook and Twitter and IG that happen, a lot of social media. I have a great team behind me, you know, from, you know, information technology people to my manager to, you know, and they are very good at marketing these things, you know, and so with their assistant, it's pretty good work that they've done behind the scenes to actually, you know, make awareness and create awareness for everybody in Melbourne and really particularly around Australia, because this is really my first time proper that I have done anything in Australia. It's mainly overseas, you know, that my music has been done and well received. And, you know, I've got fans in South Africa and the UK and different parts of Asia and, you know, in America as well. So it's really interesting. But, you know, my heart's here. I'm Australian and I really like to bring my music back home.
Yeah.
And hopefully share it with the people that I love out here as well.
Now, your songs can be fairly eclectic in genres. You seem to be able to jump genres fairly easily. How do you go about thinking, oh, it's time to release a pop song or it's time to release a country song?
I think really it's just based on how I feel, you know, when I write the song and what really grabs me. I think in this sense with Exclusive, it was more, you know, because we've been in COVID and lockdown, we really needed something to celebrate as restrictions have been lifted.
Yeah.
And I felt that given that that's sort of a party song and Australians really love that novelty, you know, and repetitiveness in a song, you know, it gets them up on the dance floor and they have a bit of fun. And because I can resonate with, you know, our population here like that, it makes me, you know, really happy to do so. So I think that it was more so, you know, what can I focus on in this time frame? Yeah. And, you know, what better way to bring out a dance song and make people happy? You know, we've been miserable for so long. You know, it's just really nice to make everyone happy again. So, and that was my inspiration. So, you know, with other different tracks, I sort of, it depends. If I'm in a mellow sort of, you know, lull sort of mood, I'll yeah. bring out something a bit more ballad and country and then, you know, channel that as well. So watch out for next year because I do have a great repertoire of country songs coming your way. I do love doing that as well. So, yeah.
Excellent. Now, apart from different genres, you also are able to cater to different radio audiences, whether it's community radio or commercial radio. And Exclusive seems to be a hit with both. And have you had a lot of feedback reception from the big guns in commercial radio for that track?
Yeah, I have actually. I've had quite a few commercial radio stations play this track. I'm very honoured and privileged, really, because it's very difficult to get onto commercial radio here in many countries, but particularly in our home country, Australia. Community radio has been really receptive, and I'm very grateful for all the community stations who have really been supportive and encouraged my career along the way. I've had a lot of radio airplay, you know, over the last few weeks of coverage. Mm. And now with the commercial as well, it's you know, doing really well as well. So really, really happy with that and hope to continue, you know, as music keeps growing for me. I really hope to share my music with both kinds of stations, really, because I'm, you know, I'm very grateful for it. And, you know, there's a lot of support, yeah.
Yeah, now you've sort of released Exclusive almost as a exclusive track, a single on its own without being an EP, but you are planning to put out a collection of country tracks next year.
Yes, and I'm also thinking probably more dance as well, given how this is well received.
Yeah.
So probably a bit of both. You know, it's really funny with the different genres that I write. I am that kind of person in real life too. Mm-hmm. You know, from how I decorate things in the home, it's always a bit of this and a bit of that. And I think that's reflective in, you know, in my writing as well as my compositions. It's a bit of this and a bit of that. So I'm hoping to bring out, you know, different types of music for people who like different types of genres. I'm not one to stick to one. But, you know, having said that, it all depends on the demand as well here in the industry.
Yeah. Now, you've already got sort of short-term future plan with releases for next year. Do you have any long-term plans, like in 5 years, where would Tamara like to be?
You know what? I'd really like to be up in neon lights, Greg. isn't that any artist's dream? I suppose for me it's really just continuing to do what I love and do what I do best and really, you know, hope that I'm an inspiration for budding artists as well and sort of, you know, be that role model that, you know, anything is possible and you can achieve your dreams. You know, you just got to work hard, put your mind to it and you know, continue to write some really good songs, you know, for people. And, you know, I'm, like I said, I've been given a gift and I would really love to share that with everyone. So where do I see myself in 5 years? Definitely continuing to do this, you know, in a very humble way. I'm, I'm very humble. I come from a background where, you know, we lay low.
Yeah.
And we sort of, you know, we achieve things personally within. And, you know, if it's you know, resonating with everyone, well, you know, that's a big deal. Yeah.
Yeah. You've been wise enough to be able to put together a team around you. And just how important is that for a solo artist? You know, if you want to give advice to other solo artists out there who are trying to make it, how important is that to have such backing?
Look, I think it's extremely important because as an artist, you need the time to be able to craft your sound and your music and your genre. And you can't be worrying about, you know, all the other things that go hand in hand. And, you know, artistry is one thing, but there is a hell of a lot of other things, you know, behind the scenes. You know, you've got your marketing team, you've got your management team, you've got your stylist, you've got your social media team, you know, you've got your, you know, radio pluggers. You've got everybody working tirelessly, countless hours, you know, right through to early hours of the morning to really just support the dream that you have, you know. And it's really important to have a good team of people, you know, who you could trust, who are loyal, who have your back in this industry, because it's not as easy as what it's made out to be sometimes. And, you know, I give a shout out to all of them because I'm so appreciative of the hard work that they do just for me. And, you know, it allows me to concentrate on what I do best.
Yeah.
You know, if I had to do all the 50 million things that they did, it would be a disaster, I reckon.
Yeah, it's very much like running a small business. You can't do everything yourself.
No, you can't do everything yourself, no.
All right, anything else to say before we play Exclusive?
Oh, look, apart from thanking you once again for having me on your show, I'd also like to thank all my supporters, my fans from around the world, and in particular in Australia. You know, I'm so grateful and really honoured to be able to, you know, service that music requirement for the industry. But just for the, you know, for the general population here, you know, if I can be an inspiration and do good things for them and make them happy, that's my aim. Makes me really happy.
Yeah. Now, you've mentioned a couple of times social media team. So where can people find you?
Yeah, I'm definitely on, you know, IG and Twitter and Facebook. Yeah. I'm also on Spotify and Apple Music. You can probably find me, you know, clicking onto my bio link in IG as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and YouTube. YouTube's the main one for all my videos and my past history. Google as well. So I'm all there. All the press releases are there as well. So if you want to have a nice read, you know, it's all there.
Excellent. So for our listeners, Tamara Shamini, that's Shamini. So check out the socials, Instagram and so on for and Twitter for Tamara. Click the like, follow, all that sort of stuff. And thank you very much for your time, Tamara.
Thank you, Greg, once again. Appreciate your time. Have a good night. Take care.
Okay, here we go. Tamara Shamini with Exclusive.
DJ put the record on, can't get enough. Back in the club we were slamming them down. Players, show me all your love, fooling around. If you wanna be me, then be exclusive. 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 We party all night, and we party all night, and we get it on, yeah. And we stay till dawn, yeah. And we party all night, so the beat goes on, and we just let it go. Take a trip down memory lane, it's all we know. Yeah, we move too fast, and then we move too slow. You know it. If you wanna be me, then be exclusive. 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 Yeah, and we party all, oh yeah. And we get it all, oh yeah. And we stay till dawn, yeah. And we party all night. exclusive. If you wanna be me, don't be exclusive.